This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, September 8, 2021, and these are the headlines. The rising number of COVID-19 cases has pushed Mayor Sara Duterte to issue an executive order for all government agencies and offices to implement a work-from-home and skeleton workforce arrangement between September 8 and 26. Under the same order, Executive Order 44, which the mayor signed on Monday, the private sector is also encouraged to follow the same arrangement. In a related development, the city government also reported that there were 3,700 overseas Filipino workers and their families that were vaccinated in the Vaccination Express Lane at the Matina Town Square. The vaccination program is important, especially for OFWs who are returning to their workplaces as most of their employers require them to be fully inoculated before they're allowed to go back to work. In business, the Securities and Exchange Commission has issued another set of advisories against several entities for soliciting investments from the public without the necessary licenses. The subject of the advisories are FMD Logistics Trucking Corporation or FMD Logistics International Corporation, Philaz or Philaz International Trade Co., Seafood Trade Asia or Shrimp Farming or Seafood Asia Digital Marketing, Ong Shrimp Farming, Aqua Import Export and Properties Holdings Incorporated, Money Game Hub or MGH Trading OPC, SCET Colleens Corporation, Filipino Family Club International Incorporated, SPAV Solutions Corporated are doing business under the names and styles of Emporia Institute Emporia, Every Supermarket, Tindahan Express Incorporated, MP Sales Incorporated, Brio de Agoho Club Resort Incorporated, Brio de Agoho, Agoho Resort, and Villas Incorporated. The agency warned the public from investing in these entities because they have not secured the necessary licenses to make their products legal. In sports, the Philippine Basketball Association is looking at the Don Honorio Ventura State College in Bacolor, Pampanga for the remaining phase of the Philippine Cup eliminations before moving back to the Inares Center. But the idea will only materialize if the National Capital Region, which has been placed under general community quarantine, gets a lower classification, said PBA Commissioner Willie Marshall. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.